Hi, welcome to GoGoTraining.com. My name is Dave Cole, and in this show we're going to discuss some of the questions you should ask before buying a DCIM solution, a data center infrastructure management solution. To learn more about me, my background, and what courses I offer, be sure to check out my profile at GoGoTraining.com. Okay, let's get started. Data centers are becoming more and more complex every day. The tools which allow you to effectively and efficiently operate a data center have been grouped into a classification of solutions known as Data Center Infrastructure Management, or DCIM, sometimes called DSIM for short. Gartner describes DSIM as tools that monitor, measure, manage, and/or control data center use and energy consumption of all IT-related equipment, such as servers, storage, and network switches, and facilities infrastructure component, such as power distribution units and computer room air conditioners. So before buying one of these systems, what questions should I be asking? It's important to remember that DCIM solutions are all about providing information. The questions which must be asked and answered prior to choosing a DCIM solution is, what information do I need in order to manage my data center? The answer to that question is very important. It's really the key to helping you choose the DCIM solution which will best suit your needs. All data centers are not created equal. You're going to have needs that somebody else won't have, just due to the nature of what you're trying to do your job. So let's consider a couple data centers looking to purchase a DCIM solution. Data Center A. Data Center A has a lot of older legacy equipment, which has been monitored using an existing building management system. The rack power strips do not have monitoring capability. The management staff has been tracking the assets using spreadsheets and Visio drawings. The data hasn't been meticulously maintained, however, and has pretty questionable accuracy. The primary management goal is getting a handle on the assets they have in the data center. Let's look at Data Center B. Data Center B is a new data center. It has new infrastructure equipment which can be remotely monitored using SNMP, Simple Network Management Protocol. The racks are equipped with metered rack PDUs. The primary management goals for Data Center B are 1, to collect and accurately maintain the asset data, 2, monitor and manage the power and cooling infrastructure, and 3, monitor server power and CPU usage. Again, very different requirements than what Data Center A had. Both of these data centers could likely benefit from a DSIM solution, but they may very well choose different solutions. Remember, the goal for Data Center A is to more accurately track the assets in the data center. So they may choose to preload the data they have in spreadsheets and then verify that. If so, they'll want a DSIM solution which will allow them to load data from spreadsheets. So you see they've started a requirements list. We need to be able to load our data from spreadsheets. If they feel their current data is not reliable enough, they may instead choose to start from ground zero and collect all of the data manually. If so, loading the data from a spreadsheet might be desirable, but it's no longer a hard requirement. Since their infrastructure equipment is being monitored using a BMS, they might specify integration with that existing BMS as a requirement for their DSIM solution, rather than go through an entire effort to monitor the equipment with a different solution. Data Center B has entirely different requirements. It doesn't have any existing data in spreadsheets because it's a new data center. So they need to collect the asset data as quickly and accurately as possible. So they may specify auto discovery as a requirement for their DSIM solution. In addition, they have infrastructure equipment which needs to be monitored. So they will want the DSIM solution to be able to collect real-time data down to the rack level. Finally, they also want to be able to monitor server power and CPU usage. So they'll want a DSIM solution which can communicate with their servers. Again, very different requirements from Data Center A. So prior to choosing a DSIM solution, we need to spend time determining what information we need to manage our data center. Remember, these DSIM solutions are tools for you. You determine what information you want. Don't let the DSIM vendor tell you what information you need. You tell the DSIM vendor what information you need. Starting with the primary management goals, such as increasing availability, meeting service level agreements, increasing data center efficiency, providing upper level management reports on the current and future state of the data center. Once we've determined what information we need to determine what information allows us to accomplish these goals. A sample of high-level questions you might ask includes the following. What data do I need to measure availability? What data do I need to measure my SLA compliance? What data do I need to measure data center efficiency? What data do I need to forecast capacity of my critical resources? What data do I need to provide for upper-level management reports? These questions will start to begin to define the scope of your requirements for a DSIM solution. As you start to narrow down the focus of the questions, you'll also be defining more specific requirements. For example, you might start with the requirement for the DSIM to provide real-time monitoring. This is pretty vague, though, so I have to ask some additional questions which might be used to narrow the focus. For example, how do you define real-time data? To some, real-time data might mean thousands of data points per second with continuous measurement. To others, it might mean measuring data points every few minutes, or once an hour, twice a day. There's a vast difference between a system which does continuous measurement and one which measures once an hour. Without knowing how you're going to use the data, you'll likely end up buying the wrong solution. Maybe you'll purchase a solution which doesn't provide the data granularity you want. Or you'll overspend on a system which provides continuous measurement when all I really wanted to do was trend data every 15 minutes. Again, this is your data. This is your information. These are the questions you have to ask yourself and get answers to from your own organization prior to talking to a DCIM vendor. What data center equipment do you want to monitor? The answer to this question may have the biggest impact on the solution you choose. If you have some data center equipment which communicates using SNMP and other equipment which uses Modbus, for example, you'll want to choose a DSIM solution which can speak both of these protocols. If you want the DSIM tool to retrieve detailed server information, you're going to want a DCIM solution which can speak IPMI and other server protocols such as ILO or DRAC. Prior to talking to potential DSIM vendors, prepare a list of all the equipment with which you want to retrieve information. Similar questions should be asked for every facet of DSIM: asset management, change management, real-time monitoring, workflow, and so on, to form a specific list of DSIM requirements. Prioritize the information you need so you can narrow your focus to those DCIM solutions which address your most important requirements. Take time to do your homework up front, and you'll be much more likely to get the DSIM solution that will work best for you. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, go to my course, Data Center Infrastructure Management, on gogotraining.com, and you can view the full course outline. Thanks again for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you again on gogotraining.com.